Hello, friends, and welcome back to another podcast of Woman at the Well Ministries, where we believe that all of us have to come to Jesus like the woman at the well in John chapter 4. Our highest priority is making God real in your life. Whether you are listening in our app, in your favorite podcasting app, or on our website at watwm.org, we invite you to sit down with us as we look to the scriptures to learn more about God and to strengthen your daily walk with Jesus Christ. Living her life for Christ, she's a happy girl. In this episode of the Woman at the Well Ministries podcast, join Kim Miller and Erica Close in a conversation as we walk with Jesus. In today's conversation, we continue to discuss the importance of the Romans Road and the power it has as a tool to witness to others and build the kingdom of God. Well, thank you all so much for joining us in our conversation today. My name is Erica Close, and I am here with Kim Miller.
And I am so glad that you have decided to spend the next few moments with us as we examine the Romans Road further and take a really close look at Romans 3:23 and Romans 6:23.
So if you were with us last week on our Wednesday, you would have heard an introduction to the Romans Road. And you would have heard one of the reasons, a couple of reasons that we gave for why knowing the Romans Road is important. We talked about what the Romans Road was, that it's a series essentially of five verses that you can use as a tool to explain to someone what it means to be saved and why we need to be saved. But it's also important to understand why we need to be able to tell someone. And last week we did talk about 1 Peter 3:15 that says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." The Lord wants us to be ready to give an answer for why we have faith, to give an answer to the question of what has Jesus done for you. We are called to be ready. We're called to be ready in the same way that we are called to be light in this world. In Matthew 5:14, we read, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." And in 15, "Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house." And then verse 16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." We've been given a charge to be light in this world and to share Jesus with others. In Matthew chapter 28 and verses 19 and 20, we read what we commonly call the Great Commission. It says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." We're called to go out into the world, but we have to have something to take them. And that is why we're talking about the Romans Road, because it is a something that you can give. It is the truth that you can give. So the Romans Road is made up of five verses, the first of which is Romans 3:23. That gives us the truth about the predicament that we are in. It says, Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And moving on to the next verse is Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." And then we step back into Romans 5:8, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us."
Hallelujah.
And then we move into Romans chapter 10. And we read in 10:9-10, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." And the last verse in the Romans Road holds the promise. Romans 10:13, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. When we're called to go out into the world, we're called to tell our story, but we also have to give those that we're talking to the truth of the scriptures, because it's the truth of what Jesus did, who Jesus is, and his love for us that transforms people's lives. So to that end, we're going to start today talking deeply about Romans 3:23 and Romans 6:23. So again, Romans 3:23, we start at the beginning of the road, is for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
And let's take a look at what it means to sin. I think people get a little off on that. And sin is anything we do that is contrary to what God would have us to do. Could you read Romans 3:10 through 18 for us?
As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are there in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes.
And when you think about that for a moment, I want you to think about when you willingly sin, you clearly do not fear the consequences. And something is wrong with your heart. It's unclean. And no one comes into this world innocent. But we are told very clearly in Romans 3:23 that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Isaiah speaks about it in Isaiah 64:6 when he says this, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. So we come into this world sinners in need of a Savior. Let's look at what he says when we begin to look at Isaiah 1:18. Isaiah 1:18 says this, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. So what we see in Isaiah 1:18 is that the Lord washes away our sin. We have sin. We are born with sin. In Isaiah 53:6, it says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him, that is Jesus, the iniquity of us all. We don't often think of going our own way as being a defiant action against God. We don't always think the truth, which is when we seek our logic, when we seek our knowledge, when we try to make our way the right way and we ignore God, we are sinning. And we must stop that. We can't live our lives in that kind of way. And he tells us in 1 John 1:8 this truth. He says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Now, the Romans road establishes very quickly with that one verse in Romans 3:23 that we all have all sinned and we need a Savior. It establishes that no one is free from needing to be saved. In fact, we also see that in John 3:7 when he says, marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. In Romans 3:10, he says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. In Romans 5:12, he says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So you may not want to consider yourself a dirty, rotten sinner. You may not think that you needed anything, that you didn't kill anybody, you didn't murder your wife, or you didn't steal anything. But my friend, your self-righteousness is a sin. Anything done without faith, the scripture tells us, is sin. We all have sinned, and we all need a Savior that will forgive us. In fact, 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It has been proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that each and every one of us need Jesus as our Savior. Romans 3:23, our starting point on the Romans road, tells us that. And in addition, we know what sin is. Erica read it in your hearing. And as we begin to continue to walk down the road and look at what it says, so we know we're sinners, we know we sin, now what?
Well, after we establish that we're all sinners, Romans 6:23, which is that next stop on the Romans road, lets us know the consequence of that sin.
And be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6:7.
And what we sow, if we are sinners, what we are sowing is sin. And what we would reap is death. So Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So the wages, if we are working sin out, then the wages, what we would get in exchange for the work we have done,
the actions we have done,
is death. So what we deserve, because we are sinners in need of a Savior, what we deserve is death.
And praise be to God, his grace is sufficient. So we don't get what we deserve.
No, because the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
And it is a gift. If we look at Proverbs 11, verse 19, it reads, as righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. And you may say, I'm not an evil person. I'm a good person. But it's not of works of righteousness which we have done. It's the finished work on Calvary that saves us. We can't be good enough on our own. It is only the shedding of the sinless, spotless blood that washes away our sins when we receive his mercy, his love, his grace, and allow him to wash our sins away and to take up residence in our heart and in our life. Any other pursuit is going to result in eternity in hell, life without Jesus, and death. Our other verse I would like to read in your hearing regarding Romans 6:23 is Isaiah 59:2. And there he says, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. The only prayer that God hears from a sinner is the prayer of repentance. And I can't stress enough what repentance is. Repentance means turning away. It means acknowledging your sin, confessing to God, who you know is the one true living God, whose sinless, perfect, spotless blood is the only payment for sin. And when he died on the cross and shed his blood for you and me, when we believe and receive him, he washes away our sin and we are justified just as if we never sinned. This is the only payment that we have for sin. And he then removes the separation because sin's no longer between us and him. And we now are in right standing, and he imputes his righteousness into us, not because we're worthy, not because we deserve it, but because Jesus loves me. This I know.
Amen. And that love is on full display. The love's on full display in 6:23. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us in this podcast of Woman at the Well Ministries. And it has been a pleasure to walk through Romans 3:23 and Romans 6:23 with you this evening. And we ask that as you join back again in our next appointed podcast with conversations about Jesus and the Word, that you would join us as we continue our journey on the Romans road. We are praying that each of you develop a personal desire to win the lost at any cost, to tell the world your story of how Jesus saved you, how you once were lost, but now you're found, how you once was blind, but now you see. Remember, you are loved. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for joining us in today's podcast. You can visit the show notes for quotes from today's podcast and scripture references. We pray today has been a blessing, and we encourage you to reach out to us through our app, our website, or our Facebook page. You can find our app by searching for Woman at the Well Ministries in your app store or through our website at watwm.org. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/watwm. If you visit our website, you'll be able to subscribe to Bible Bits, a daily devotion written by Kim and delivered Monday through Friday by text message. Woman at the Well Ministries is a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving our Heavenly Father. And it is through your loving and generous support that our ministry continues to bless others. To learn how to partner with Woman at the Well Ministries, please visit our website. Thank you to the gospel group Fudge Creek for letting us use their hit song, Happy Girl. We greatly appreciate your prayers. We are praying daily for our listeners. Remember that God loves you. You are loved. To have. And I was wondering, could you show me how you smile this golden way? 'Cause you're a happy girl.